What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
TikTok 7 o'clock hour here on WWL Sports Talk, and the NFL schedule has put this schedule, their whole entire schedule out, and we have the black and golds right here in front of us looking at the New Orleans Saints guys. Steve Geller, Mike Haas, Mike Dettillier, Charlie Long breaking it all down for you. And what we had with the leaks looks pretty legit, guys. Week one is, in fact, September 7th in the Caesars Superdome, a noon kickoff against the Arizona Cardinals.
No shocker there. And again, you're facing Kyler Murray. Marvin Harrison Jr., we talked a little bit about it. Does he make that leap? Their defense, man, you got to give it to him. Gannon, he's a really good coach. Now, I don't think he's playing with a lot of cards.
They play so hard for him, man.
They play hard for him. So at home, but this team has won 6 straight home openers. Can they make it 7?
6 straight. We like that. Let's make it lucky number 7.
2-0 for 2 straight years. This would be 3-0. Yeah. 3 straight years of 2-0, and I have the first 2 at home. Really, as it was leaked, the only flip that I have is week 8 and 9.
Yeah,
I saw that. I had the Rams at week 8 at L.A. That's actually Tampa week 8, and week 9 is the Rams on November 2nd. So no primetime games, but you know,
that's
one,
the biggest standout for sure.
3, 4, 5, 6 3 o'clock games. You know, a couple of those are West Coast, but not all of those. But 0 prime time games. That's tough.
And again, we were getting it yesterday. There's going to be 2 of them. Come on, man. Again, you got to understand from their point of view, it's about people watching and watching throughout the game. You can't get shut out like sort of like what's happened the last 3 games that they played on primetime, and you, are we going to give you that again? No, that ain't happening that way. The NFL don't play that game.
Yeah, the death nail might have been that game in Green Bay last season. That was awful.
Oh, goodness.
And guys, the last 2 times the Saints didn't have primetime games, 1987 and 2000.
Man, 2000 turned out to be pretty good, right, Hawk?
Yeah, that's right. So I guess, you know, for people that are just listening, right? Let's run it down,
right?
Let's you know, I'll handle a few, then pick it up wherever you want. So we talked about September 7th, home opener, noon, back-to-back NFC West, September 14th, week 2, against the Niners. So San Fran, 6-11 last year, 4th in the NFC. And then I'll wrap up the NFC West, week 3, September 21st. That will be at Seattle, 3:05.
September 28th, guys, that is on the road to Buffalo. Thankfully, that is not later in the season where we know those conditions in Buffalo could be pretty intense with the snowstorms over there. October 12th, next up in week 6, you're going to be home hosting the New England Patriots. That is a 3:25 kickoff. Week 7, back on the road. We'll see if they can take down Dennis Allen's defense, Caleb Williams at quarterback with the Chicago Bears, October 19th, noon kickoff in Chicago. Week 6, it's back in the dome for the first matchup against an NFC South team. That is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, October 26th.
Wait, hold on a second. That's Week 8, isn't it?
That's Week 8.
What did I say?
Week 6. It's I'm reading. No, it's kind of – it's not – horizontal.
The Giants, totally.
I mean, it's horizontal. Yeah, the Giants are Week 5 at noon, then New England, then Chicago, and then Tampa.
And that's a 3 o'clock game.
Yes. And so it was curious to me because last year the Saints played 7 playoff teams, and it was in 5 of their first 8 games. So you faced the crack of that early. 5 of your first 8 games were against playoff teams. This year, 2 of your first 8 are in the playoffs. So that takes us through Week 8. Mike, you want to pick us up Week 9?
No, I don't have my glasses on. Steve, you better take it.
Okay, go ahead. Week 9, we are November 2nd LA. Right, in November, day before my wife's birthday, I will at least be back in town for it. So that's a victory. 3:05, Week 10, November 9th, that's at Carolina. So back-to-back weeks. And then Week 11 is the bye week. It was Week 12 last year,
yeah.
And it's Week 11 with the bye week. Steve?
After the bye, they come back and are at home for the Dirty Birds. Atlanta Falcons, November 23rd, a 3:25 kickoff in the Caesars Superdome. After that, on the road for the next 2. Week 13, November 30th, noon kickoff in Miami. Definitely envy you guys on that road trip for sure.
You won't have to worry about cold weather then.
No, I have not been to Miami, so I would.
You don't have to worry about it, Steve.
I would love to see it, though.
I talk to a guy pretty often who lives there now. He say, don't get cold in Miami.
Yeah, you know that guy well. December 7th, on the road in Tampa, a noon kickoff against the Buccaneers there. Then it's back-to-back against NFC South opponents. Week 15, you're back home December 14th, a 3:25 kickoff against the Carolina Panthers. Also, right after that, another home matchup. Your final one against the New York Jets, December 21st, a noon kickoff.
In Week 17, it's a game that might have been fairly interesting early on with Cam Ward, Tennessee. So you go to take on the Titans. That could be really, from a cold weather standpoint, that's going to be,
get cold in Nashville December. Be
late
honest.
December. And then, as typical, we finish on the road with Atlanta, and what's typically been the case, a TBD, that'll either be probably that Saturday or Sunday, that first weekend in January.
Yeah, because the one that to be announced, that if there's a potential flex game, it might be that one. And I think they're looking at it this way. Maybe the Falcons might be playing for something. It could be for a division. Type of situation there.
And speaking of those flex games, Mike, Sunday night games, weeks 5 through 17, Monday night games, weeks 12 through 17, and Thursday night games, weeks 13 through 17, are subject to flexes, while week 18s, Haas was saying, are TBDs right now.
Man, in 2000, man, the Saints would have been in a lot of them flex games.
Yeah.
Because nobody saw this coming.
Right.
After what happened with Mike Ditka and Randy Mueller, Jim Hassett comes in here, and it was a Jeff Blake, Aaron Brooks kind of combination that year.
Play the Rams and then the Rams
and
again.
And then the Rams again.
Hakeem dropped the ball. Classic
and
Jim
so you
Anderson.
Won. You got your first playoff win that particular season.
And not to be outdone, the preseason schedule also is released already. The Saints putting this out and have the L.A. Chargers, guys, August the 10th, that is a 3:05 kickoff. August 17th, that is at the L.A. Chargers, by the way. August 17th, you're home for the Jacksonville Jaguars at noon. And then August 23rd, Sean Payton back in the Big Easy. Denver Broncos, a noon kickoff. So, once again, August 10th at the Chargers. August 17th versus the Jaguars. And 23rd hosting the Broncos preseason games.
So, Hoss, you would think August 10th that they would go there the week before and practice against the Chargers.
That would be the week. Back to Cal Irvine.
You guys know it well.
Know it well. And, I think they loved it. I just didn't think it was the – it just didn't work out. And the renovation they were working on is complete. But
and then you were there
as soon
forever.
As I saw that, as the August 10th. Now that's two trips to SoFi and Seattle. So that's going to be some
frequent flyer miles.
That's some hauls, but that will be an opportunity, especially for that first preseason game. That's pretty good, right? I mean, it didn't work out last year with the Niners, and as it turns out,
injuries.
It was a good. That neither team would have had because that was right after the first preseason game, prior to the second one, then when the Saints were traveling to play San Francisco. But this will be perfect. That'll be a good time to really, you'll have hit for a while, but now you'll get some kind of mano a mano versus the Chargers before you go play them in SoFi.
What I'd want to see is how Kellen Moore handles the practice sessions in preseason. Because now every coach got a little different philosophy on it. A lot of times we've seen coaches, man, I don't want to play my frontline guys at all. And I'm talking about at all. And then some of them, we saw with the Chiefs, they had Pat Mahomes right in there. And, you know, every game he basically was involved with. But that is something to be learned with Kellen Moore. Because we don't know that yet and how he handles the rigors of the practice outside, yeah, indoors.
Well, let's say
Sean loved the indoors, right, late. He wasn't crazy about it early.
Well, in fact, there's fewer games indoors. 12 last year indoors, only 10 this year. I'm counting SoFi as inside because the weather can't impact the field. But you're right, and I think that you, as much as maybe you want to give Shuck some reps, he ain't in there without my line, who I don't need. Maybe some, yes, but maybe not all. So that's where it really does get tricky, and that's where those practices with the Chargers prior to playing them. This is when you have the two home preseason games with Denver, and then the one on the 17th. So, man,
the early part of the regular season, I agree with Mike. That's going to be critical for this team. They can't stumble on the blocks because you see what's going to happen late and you on the road. And that makes it kind of double difficulty. And again, a first-year head coach, how he handles the roster, with most likely a rookie quarterback running your football team. One thing you can't have is injuries like you had the last 2 years. That was devastating to this football team. And you got to figure out a way to keep your team healthy. And also, too, I think it's also a little bit of thought with this that, you know, what you think you might have depth at today might not be the case in September and October and November. You got to prepare for the absolute worst.
Yeah, because you saw it. I mean, it's one thing to have 13 injuries across the board, but if six are cornerbacks or six are wide receivers and six are offensive linemen, that's a rough 13 injuries to have. And that's what happened. It was so position heavy. And those guys ended up playing.
You didn't get hit on defense. See, that was the crazy part.
It was soft tissue.
It was offensive line, wide receivers, running back. And you were like, okay, the defense sort of stayed intact. For the most part, you didn't have those major injuries there. But boy, when you start losing linemen and then receivers and then that running back and then the quarterback situation got jumbled up too in that injury part, man, it's tough. That's why what you do from February to August tells you what you're going to do in the fall. You got to be prepared for the absolute worse.
For the defense, it was tough when you traded away Marshon Lattimore and you also lost Paulson Adebo. So your top
Adebo
two guys
was the one guy
right
that went down that hurt you. But, you know, I could deal with losing one corner and then you deal Lattimore.
Right.
And so now you've chipped away the depth completely out of there. But, man, the offensive line thing was really
no week three early shot. Eric McCoy going down, and then everything went downhill from there.
Yeah, and they thought, well, no, next man up at that left guard and that center. In the case, Jack, that don't work that
and
way.
And no weapons. Yeah. They were without weapons, You lost Shaheed early. You lost Olave early. Taysom early. Alvin, you know, was in and out. Carr in and out. I mean, you didn't.
We were loving Marquez Valdez-Scantling was like suddenly our number one guy.
Cedric Wilson throwing, you know, touchdowns. Who was the kid from Kansas State? No, not Kansas. Pittsburgh State. DB.
Rico Payton.
Rico Payton. So, Rico Payton comes to camp. I don't know a lot about him, but he was a tough kid and, man, liked everything about him. I mean, he's going to be, you know, pretty strong special teams guy. I hope he makes the team. Week 9 at Carolina, I'm going, oh, my gosh, I hope Rico Payton can play because he was injured, and he didn't. I'm like, that's how things had kind of grown from the start of training camp. And you go, that kid, hope he makes the team, could be helpful to week 9 at Carolina. Dennis Allen's last game going, man, I hope Rico Payton can play. And he didn't. I mean, the injuries were just so, man, so hard to overcome because of the positions.
That's why I give Detroit and what Dan Campbell did last year a lot of credit. They were devastated on defense. They had some linemen go down, offensive linemen go down for a few games. But they were really devastated on defense, especially defensive line. And you lose your best player, you know, when Hutchinson went down, you're right. Like, oh, goodness. And then it became one after the other after the other.
And
they continued to win.
Right.
That tells you a lot about the coaching staff, and I think told you a lot about why Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn got head coaching jobs.
And that's something, too. You mentioned them having a whole new – you know, defense there.
What happened with Philly when they lost their two the next year?
The next year was not pretty. But then they had a whole new staff last year, and look what happened.
Okay.
And now they're doing it again.
Well, they kept Vic, though.
Right. Vic Fangio's still around. But another offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. I think it's like the fifth straight year for Jalen Hurts.
I think Jalen's had a new offensive coordinator every year since he's got to Alabama and through. When you think about all the coordinators he went through at Alabama, then he goes to Oklahoma, and then years with the Eagles. And at one time, the head coach was the co-offensive coordinator.
Looking at the Saints' schedule, going over it real quick again. Week 1, hosting the Arizona Cardinals. Week 2, hosting San Francisco. Then you go on the road for the next 2 games. Week 3, at Seattle. Week 4, at Buffalo. Week 5 and 6, you're back home. Hosting the New York Giants, then the New England Patriots. October 19th, you're going to the Chicago Bears, then come back home for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The next 2 games on the road before the bye week, that's at the LA Rams, at Carolina Panthers. Take the week off, come back. You're in the Caesars Superdome hosting the Atlanta Falcons, then on the road at the Miami Dolphins, at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Maybe you guys stay in Florida for a little bit. Carolina Panthers, you're home to face them December 14th, then hosting the New York Jets December 21st. The next 2 games, the final 2, are on the road at Tennessee Titans December 28th, and then week 18 at the Atlanta Falcons. Also, the preseason games I had mentioned, August 10th, at the LA Chargers, home for the other 2, hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars August 17th, and hosting Sean Payton and the Broncos August 23rd. Taking a break here on Sports Talk, you can sound off with us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line 504-260-1870. Your thoughts on the Saints schedule. Thing that stands out the most, folks, 0 primetime games for the Saints. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here, our special edition as we just went through the NFL schedule release for the Saints. Week one for the black and gold will be in the Caesars Superdome, the Arizona Cardinals. Now the big question, guys, is who will be the starting quarterback? All indications right now, it seems like the betting favorite, you could say, is Tyler Shuck, the rookie, which is crazy to say, but I know we've talked about it a ton. We even had Drew Brees on the other day and mentioned it to him that at some point you feel like this team will bring in a veteran quarterback. Now, will they be the starter? I'm not sure that's the answer either there.
Well, one of the things he brought up, and I remember him telling me, I got benched 3 times, and how much Doug Flutie did for me. You know, because Doug, all those years he had played in the Canadian Football League, and then he comes to the NFL, and he sort of bounces around a little bit, but he was like, you know, that was nothing Doug hadn't seen. And sort of relay that to me, and when I was playing, to come off that field, and he would say, hey, let me tell you what you missed here and what you could look for here. And it's so important. Just think about your own job. You know, and you're in the first couple of weeks of it, and they say, because we got texters and callers that, oh, let the kids just play. Just think, put yourself in that position at your own job. You just do what you got to do. It ain't that easy. And football's not easy at the professional level. I do think Drew brought up the defining point with that of how hard it is to play, that he got benched 3 times. And he's going to go into Pro Football's Hall of Fame. I told it to Drew yesterday, the story Peyton Manning says. Every year at Manning Passing Academy, he's got 43, 46 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Hey, y'all can call me anytime you want. You know, I'll try to help you. But y'all got to do me one favor. Somebody break my rookie interception record.
Please,
back
take
in
that
1990.
One.
And listen, that's still sticking his craw. You know, and that's from 1998. Look at what Peyton accomplished. And that he still got that on the record. Man, he don't like that. I could tell.
Like golfers.
Just by the tone
they never
of that.
Forget, baby. They never forget.
He don't forget that. And yet nobody's broken it since 1998 when he got it. It's still there. Figure that's what, 27 years ago he did that? But, you know, one thing I know Peyton would always talk about, what really helped me get through all that, Marshall Faulk, And then all of a sudden, I get Edgerton James.
And remember the controversy around that?
Because they picked James over Ricky. But Bill Pulling was, hey, I interviewed Ricky. This ain't going to work real well here. This draft, Edgerton, and man, what a great player. Now I will give Ricky credit. He was a really good player in the NFL. But Edgerton James, he was something special. For the Colts.
Yeah, and Ricky had so much social anxiety. He was just, head case a bit.
Yeah, and man, he was talented, though.
Oh, for sure.
Man, Ricky had some talent. But Edgerton handled the NFL so well as both a runner and a receiver. And Peyton talked about it a lot, how well he could pick up the blitz. And I remember talking to Deuce, he was like, man, when I came into the league, they had to teach me that. I never, they just pitched me the ball. I wasn't used to protecting
the
quarterback. You got to learn that. Because, when you're a heavy-duty runner, a lot of times they don't count on you to be the protector. And yet I think about what made Walter Payton so great. And, man, he could protect his quarterback. He never missed that block when you had some guy coming zooming right past the center.
So how are we feeling about week one? Kellen Moore, season opener for him in the season, the Superdome against an Arizona Cardinals team that they definitely seem to be an ascending franchise right now.
Yeah, I think a much better team than people give them credit for. A much, much better team than people give them credit for. And Kyler Murray has always started seasons fast. Where he slipped is toward the end of the year. That's been the deal. And they got a tight end. Man, the Saints have had difficulties matching up against tight end. Man, this dude here, the only thing he don't do is score a lot of touchdowns.
Right.
Okay, everything else, man, he's terrific. And the second year for Marvin Harrison Jr. And they got a left tackle in Paris Johnson Jr. Man, I watched film of him the other night. Man, I couldn't sleep. So I'm watching film of Johnson. Man, he can play. He really had a good season last year for the Cardinals. So that's going to be a really tough opener for the Saints.
Mobile
going up against a guy like Murray, who's mobile.
Yep.
A tight end who they is a feature point on their offense. A big receiver like Marvin Harrison Jr. And a defense in Gannon. Okay, they're not the most talented, but they get after your ass. I mean, they get after you. They play tough. And that Buda Baker guy, he knows how to play.
So we just went through the draft, right? I mean, it's all fresh in everybody's minds. And you look at that first round. And I'm just going to read some names. And I'm going to include Travis Hunter in Jacksonville just because it makes my story better. Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, Armon Mimbu, Tet McMillan, take out the Saints at 9, Colston Loveland, Michael Williams, Kenneth Grant, Jalen Walker, Walter Nolan of Arizona, Gray Zabel, Amika Egbuka. That's 19 picks. The Saints play all of those people I just mentioned. 12 of the first 18 drafted, if you take the Saints out, first 19 drafted, the Saints are going to see the draft class pretty quickly this year.
Man, go to show you how quick some of these teams. I just got a text from the Tennessee Titans, SeatGeek. Get your tickets now to come watch Cameron Ward. Man, they didn't waste no time on that one. Well, so it does go to show you. But week two. That's an intriguing game there.
Another big tight end, Mike.
Because another tight end, do they do a deal with Brock Purdy? The Saints defensively have played Christian McCaffrey well as a runner. Where they've had the difficulties matching up with him when he come out the backfield. So how that's going to – and defensively, they were another team hit by a ton of injuries last year, and they sort of got old. And their kicker, I hope they don't keep that dude. Well, I hope they do for the Saints. Man, he was missing field goals left and right. I got a good friend of mine. She's the biggest 49ers fan in the world. Man, she dog-cussed this kicker one way after another about how he was missing these cheap shots. They spent, I think, a third-round pick on him, on a kicker. He hadn't been very good for the 49ers.
Yeah, with the San Francisco 49ers, I don't know what to make of this team going into this season.
I don't either. They sort of a mystery team because I think if they are healthy, they're very good. They're not an elite team anymore, but I think they're still good to very good.
We know Debo's not there anymore.
Yeah, but even Debo, you wonder what the Commanders got in him. Because, man, as nicked up as he's been. Listen, I've told you this many times, along with Charlie. Once a guy starts to get all those injuries, one after the other, it never stops.
Oh, it's like my Camry.
Exactly. it always got something to deal with it. Now, does Brandon Ayuk become the guy at wide receiver? And they used the first-round pick on Ricky Pearsall.
Right.
And can he step up? But, again, Brock Purdy, I know where he's at. I don't have to worry about him running around like, you know, Kyler Murray. But they do have the tight end.
So how are we feeling with these first two at home? Is it a 2-0, 1-1, 0-2 start?
I'm going 2-0, baby. I'm pushing my chips to the middle.
Optimism, I like it.
So I'll go 0-2. I'll swing it down.
No! Oh, and I'm right down the middle. I'm 1-1. And I think I'm more confident in that game, honestly, against the Niners because I don't know what they have than the Arizona Cardinals. Like I mentioned to you, I think they're one of those ascending teams in the league to watch out for. The next two games for the Saints on the road, man, back-to-back rough ones, guys. At Seattle, then at Buffalo.
Two losses there. I can't see you. Buffalo.
Buffalo, yeah. I can easily put an X on that one. Sorry, guys.
Seattle, it's...
Sam Darnold still going to be the man there?
Sam's going to be the guy. They paid you too much money for you not to be.
Can he replicate last season?
I think what was missing last year from the Seahawks was their rushing attack. They didn't get that consistently. And the offensive line was kind of shaky all across the board. Can that come around? But it's still tough playing in Seattle. I mean, I don't give a damn if it's September, right. November, January. Man, it's tough. And all I know is the Bills are loaded. They are loaded from one end of that roster to the next.
They have to be one of the Super Bowl favorites in the AFC for sure.
Are, yeah. At one of the casinos, they are the betting favorite. Over Kansas City to win the Super Bowl.
So those next three games, to me, are so crucial because you do have the two at home and however you want to look at it, and then the two tough on the road. And then you come back with the Giants at home. New England at home, Chicago on the road. Those three games, irrespective of kind of, let's say your record's 2-2. Let's say you've come out of that 2-2 first four games. Your season, because after that, it goes Tampa, Rams, like then you get into the road and you get against, you know, playoff teams more so. Those three games, you better come out of that 5-2.
I think the W comes against the Giants. Because that team to me, and it's maybe kind of how it's pieced together, and you brought back a coach, there's a lot of question marks, and you know, the owner now sort of questioning kind of how this team's run. You know, when Mr. Mara's making statements, you wonder a little bit, and Joe Shen, both and the ball, they both kind of got brought back. What happens to this team if they stumble out the blocks early? You might be catching them at a really good time there. The Patriots, I think, are going to be a much better team than a year ago. And a big part of it, Drake May. Man, you got a stud at quarterback. And I do know one thing about Mike Vrabel. They're going to play defense. Well, they're going to play really good defense.
They at least beefed up the offensive line with them, getting Will Campbell over there. I'm not quite sure what the weapons around Drake May are like right now.
It ain't great, but... Yeah, you got Stephon Diggs that you brought in. How much gas he's got left in the tank.
Right.
But he would be my number one guy if I'm Drake May. But look who he played with last year. Come on, he ain't nothing around him. And yet late in the year, boy, you saw him. Man, he was facing a lot of heavy pressure. He was making some really, really tight-winded throws to guys. So I think the Patriots are going to be a much better team than they were a year ago. They're much better coached, and they bring a sense of toughness. One thing I know about Mike Vrabel, man, if you got to fight, you don't want to look across and see that you got to fight him. You better hope he's on your side helping you out.
And then another team that's vastly improved, Chicago.
Man, they got weapons galore.
They got a lot of offensive weapons.
And a coach that, I'm scared to see how he's going to utilize that over there.
He's going to try to rub the Saints' nose into woo-woo. I mean, you know, just like a puppy dog. He's going to try to do it to him on this here. And I thought defensively they played decently last year, to be honest. I still think they need a pass rusher, another one. But offensively, man, at wide receiver, at tight end.
Colston Loveland.
At running back.
10th pick.
And then you got Cole Kmet and him.
Yeah.
So you got 2 6-foot-6 tight ends. Okay.
More tight end problems, right.
The Saints got trouble matching up against one. Now you're going up against two of them. So they're a bit of an unknown. How you never know about first-year coaches. And he's never been a head coach at any level. Ben Johnson. So interesting on that team, but I think they're going to be the most watched team in the NFC.
Overall, what were your impressions of Caleb Williams, his rookie season? I thought he didn't get the same attention and love that Jaden Daniels did, that's for sure.
Oh, no, nothing like that because he held on to the ball too long. I think that's where Ben Johnson's going to help him. And, hey, listen, you got to get rid of it. You can't hold on to it. Now, when you got sacked as many times as him, you can say, oh, their offensive line stinks. No, you know who stunk? Caleb Williams. Get rid of the football. You got to get rid of it. One thing what Jaden got for him, man, Jaden's like, oh, that guy ain't open. Man, the heck with this. I'm going. And then you see the back of his cleats as he runs past you. Caleb's got to do one of two things. He's got to get rid of the football quicker. He does have some big-time weapons and two big tight ends. He can get the football to right down the middle of the field. And Odunze's got to step up his game, too, like Marvin Harrison Jr., both of them in their second year.
The next one, guys, we are in October 26th, back home, and a first NFC South rival, and that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the first team you're facing from the division. That's a pretty hefty run before you get to a divisional opponent.
They haven't played Tampa Bay well at home.
Right.
They played them much better on the road.
Yep. But it's like it was exactly in 23. Two of your first 10 games are in the division, so it's very backloaded. And then four of your last seven are division, which I'm okay with, but it doesn't have to be, you know, really, you know, Tampa's week, what, 8? And to play your first division game, that seems like that's a lot.
Long stretch.
That's a long stretch.
Long stretch.
And then you get into the wide receivers, right? T-Mac with Carolina and Egbuka from Ohio State. Rams in there as well.
In that game, you should be competitive. Because, okay, what the Panthers have done in the offseason, they've been okay, but come on, this game is going to go down to the wire when you play Carolina.
Got a fun fact for the matchup, at least. The October 26th matchup in the Superdome will be the latest the Saints have opened divisional play since 2009.
Yeah!
Here we come, Super Bowl!
That's all we needed.
Give me your
something.
Money, and I'm going to bet it on something else.
Give me something. Give me something, baby. I love it.
We have the Saints schedule out. You can see it also at WWL.com, the complete rundown. We're going game through game here. Just finished up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers matchup October 26th. When we get back, we'll break down the two road games before the bye week. So stay tuned right here on WWL Saints Radio. Who dat?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into WWO Sports Talk, breaking down the New Orleans Saints 2025 schedule. Just went through the first couple of weeks here. We're now at the matchup. Where are we here, gentlemen? Sorry.
Looking. With the Rams or with Carolina? We're week nine.
Week nine at the LA Rams. Road trip out to face one of those teams that still has, you know, bad memories of the Nolan No Call. Every time I see the Rams, that's all I can think about. And I'm sorry, it just sticks in my head. And, man, I know they got a good club, a good quarterback, and I hate to say it, their head coach, he knows how to get it done, too.
That's a nail. No, look who is Matt Stafford.
I mean, look, they don't play well there. I'm glad they're playing the Chargers there early. They just don't play well at SoFi. Haven't yet, so maybe this will be a change.
Looking at the game after that, you're right back on the road, and it's to another divisional opponent, the Carolina Panthers. That is a noon kickoff in Carolina on November 9th. And, man, if you're going to take one against
that's where you opponent, would take
you,
it.
You better win this one,
that's
right?
That's where you got to win it.
Right, yeah. Before bye week. And so, you know, whatever the record is at that point, you know, you get right out of a bye week and you're just playing your second divisional game.
You did see a lot of improvement from Bryce Young last season. And
a lot. Once they benched him.
Hopefully it doesn't keep, you know, going up the ladder here for him.
And listen, I like Bryce a lot more. But Bobby and I, we don't differ on a lot of things, but that's one of the things we differ on. Bobby didn't care for Bryce.
He can't get over, I think, the shortness.
He called them Little Bryce right. Long before Cam Jordan did.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Cam stole that from Mayberry. But, man, I like what I saw late in the year. And you think about those games late. Eagles, Chiefs, they had them.
Yeah.
And they left them off the hook. They left them off the hook. I think you're going to see improvement from Bryce. And I give Dave Canales a lot of credit there. Dave was patient with all that. And I know one thing. He turned around and have that owner on your butt. You know, you got an impatient and impetuous owner who wants to win and win big now. And Bryce is his guy. He's the one who said, pick him over C.J. Stroud. That's who I want.
Got to ride or die
and
with
him, right?
And
Frank Wright was, okay. If that's what you want, that's what we'll do. And I think Bryce is talented. And bringing in McMillan, I think certainly will help him.
I thought they ran the football better last year than they did the year before, and I think that certainly helps Bryce out.
Yeah, with McMillan and Xavier Leggett over there, it's a nice little 1-2 punch they're building.
Yeah, Xavier, he's got to learn how to run routes a little bit better, but man, you talk about two big receivers that can stretch the field, and Leggett and McMillan. One thing with McMillan, people don't give him a lot of credit for this, run after catch for a big man. He catches it in between arms and hands, and he's got a quick turn, and he's up the field. So now you've got to tackle a 6'4" plus, 225-pound plus receiver running downfield. A lot of these corners, it's a lot of Ole moves.
Do you agree with the comps, like a lot of people I heard say, comparing him to like a Drake May from Atlanta? Drake London, yeah.
No. I think London's a better player,
okay,
to be honest. But I think he's a guy that could really help them, especially move the chains. You know, like on a 3rd and 4, I throw him that 6-7 yard pass.
And unfortunately for Carolina, awful news with their running back, Jonathan Brooks.
Yeah, man, I feel bad. I told this to Charlie when this was November of that year. He was my 19th rated player in the draft, the best running back. The next week he gets hurt and tears up the ACL. And then he comes back and he tears it again. And so now he's out for the entire 2025 season. Man, you feel for guys like that. But I remember Coach O telling me the story about Frank Gore, that he had all those knee injuries in Miami. How many games Frank Gore missed in the NFL?
Yeah.
Hardly any. He's the most underrated big-time player in the NFL. Think about it over the last 10, 15 years. Frank Gore.
What a specimen, too, physically.
And he's built. He's built the last.
We're going to take a break here as the Saints now go into their bye week. When we get back, we'll come back to the Caesars Superdome and preview a matchup against those Dirty Bird, the Atlanta Falcons. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. You can chime in on the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and text line, 504-260-1870. What you thinking about the 2025 Saints schedule, folks? We'll be back with even more right after this on WWL. NFL schedule release day. We're going through what the Saints have on tap. We just went through the bye week for the Black and Gold, which is in week 11. So coming back November 23rd, the Dirty Birds on the menu in the Caesars Superdome. Always a tough matchup with this Falcon squad. And you usually split, I feel like, you can usually count on splitting the games with them in the season.
Yeah, and the big question mark is Michael Penix Jr. And what happens if this team gets off to a rough start? This set into the psyche of this team that had sort of been pieced together to be the eventual NFC South champs. And Tampa Bay was, what? You playing in the wrong yard with this. So we got this. So I agree with you, Steve. Somewhere along the line, I see the split with Atlanta.
Up next, you got two games in Miami. First, the Miami in Florida. Sorry, Miami Dolphins. Then at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Both of them noon kickoffs on one on Fox, one on CBS. Looking at this Miami Dolphins squad, man, oh man, they're another team. I don't know what to make of them just because of all the injuries they had last year, and what's up with Tyreek Hill, and what is Tua Tagovailoa going to be like?
They're the track team in the NFL. You know, think of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, Achan. You know, man, you got some speed.
Yeah.
Big time speed across the board. Does Tua last the season? You know, and God bless him, man. He's a tough guy, but he's taking a lot of hits. Their defense last year was really hit by a lot of front seven injuries, a lot of them. So, big question mark there, but clearly, a team that on their backyard with that speed, you better come prepared to match up.
Next week, you're in Tampa Bay, and for whatever reason, the Saints seem to take over that pirate ship pretty well.
They better there than they are when you play them at home. And I can't explain why. Mike, you've called a lot of those games, and there's no rhyme or rhythm to it, but or reason, I should say. But the Saints have played better in Tampa then they played the Bucs at home.
That starts three of their last five, all division. Three of their last five in the division, so key games.
And that also begins your December slate of games. That's December 7th at Tampa Bay. On the 14th, back home, Carolina Panthers, a 3:25 kickoff. We talked about this Panthers squad. I feel like, too, with Carolina, I would like to see you take two from them, but I feel like you end up splitting with them this year, too, just because I like what they did in the draft and see them improving, especially a guy like Bryce Young, unfortunately.
And they're good up the middle. They, you know, in getting the two guards last year, I think they've really helped their offensive line. And they can run the football. This will be a type of game where the Saints' defensive line will be tested.
Oh, yeah.
Because, okay, if I watch film, okay, and I see who you didn't have a good job stopping the run, guess what I'm doing this year? I'm running the ball right at you over and over
until
and over
you
again.
Stop it.
Until you stop it.
That's the script.
Next up, the New York Jets, a noon kickoff in the Superdome December 21st. And a lot of questions there. New first-year head coach Aaron Glenn. And what is, you know, the quarterback situation for them with Fields now taking over? You think he can be the guy to end up leading the Jets
no.
to the promised land? That
I'm going to answer you real yeah. quick. No.
He's not going to be the quarterback until December 21st.
I would not be surprised. Mike is exactly right. Okay, if he didn't handle it in Chicago, he wasn't the starter there. They, you know, he went down. They went for Caleb Williams. What happened in Pittsburgh? People say, oh, Russell Wilson was washed up. All I know is
who played, was starting. Right.
Russell Wilson. So the Jets, that's something Aaron Glenn, he's going to have to fix real quick, that quarterback spot.
Week 17 at the Tennessee Titans. Number one draft pick Cam Ward will likely be under center for them. That's a noon kickoff in Tennessee and potentially only really the cold weather game this team has on their schedule.
Tennessee doesn't have a lot of talent. I'm going to be honest with you. And I told you this before, and Saints offensive line's better than the Titans. It really is.
So now, hopefully we can win in the trenches
now,
and win the game.
The one thing with Cam Ward, he got the guts of a burglar. I mean, I saw him pull games out. If it was at Incarnate Word, Washington State, and Miami, he is really good. But you know what? You're a better team than the Titans are right now. And what happens if they get all those L's and you got a coach in the real hot seat? How hard are they going to play for him?
Right, and then you look at, after that, the regular season finale, Week 18, at the Atlanta Falcons. Time to be determined right there. That's another team you figure you split with Atlanta, and maybe you can squeak one out in the ATL to close things out.
To start 2026, baby. 2026, come on.
Can they get a pass rush on defense?
Let me say that.
Ain't got nothing.
Before we go. You like college football and you want to party on Saturday night, you want to stay at LSU, knock yourself out. Four home games for the Saints. 325, 305, 325, 325. Wow.
Folks, that is the NFL schedule for the Saints this season. You can sound off online and also the talk and text line 504-260-1870. We're talking more about it tomorrow on Sports Talk as we get ready for game one. LSU baseball at South Carolina. See you tomorrow, folks. Have a great night.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.